Apostle Broadnax and the Intercessory Prayer Team is ready to pray the prayer of faith for you. The Bible says in James 5:16, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Call now with your most urgent prayer request, 1-800-237-7801. You're just one dial away from your miracle. Call now, 1-800-237-7801. Apostle Broadnax is making available to you the prayer blessed handkerchief. Thousands around the world have been healed, delivered, and blessed financially as they've used this biblical point of contact. Apostle Broadnax calls it the double action handkerchief because it works in two ways. According to Acts 19 and 12, the diseases departed from them and the evil spirits went out of them. At the same time, it's drawing good health, success, and money blessings into your life. Call now, 1-800-237-7801. To receive your free prayer blessed handkerchief, Apostle Broadnax will also send you the double action blessing instructions, how to use this powerful biblical point of contact. Call now, 1-800-237-7801, and get ready for good health, success, prosperity, and financial blessings to be released into your life.
James Broadnax Ministries presents the Master Key Program for disciplining your mind for good health, success, prosperity, and blessings. Apostle Broadnax will teach you biblical principles and proven techniques right out of the Word of God that will establish you into abundant living. The Bible tells us that God gave some apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. This ministry is designed to help you perfect your faith. Now, here is your host, Apostle Broadnax.
This is the Canadian prophetess, Gloria Joy Johnson, and it is the 21st day of the year. The number 21 speaks of a threefold cord. The Bible says a threefold cord will not be easily broken. And I think of the threefold cord of the Lord. Beloved, I would above all things that you would prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospereth. My friend, there is a miracle, a breakthrough, and a word from God tonight on church by phone that will not be interfered with by the devil. It will not be hindered. It will not be stopped. God Himself is going to speak, and blessing is going to flow. You're going to prosper. Your ministry is going to prosper. Your business is going to prosper. Your career is going to flourish. Your family is going to prosper. The covenant blessing of Abraham is going to come on you and your family and everybody you love. There will be a breakthrough, a turnaround, a right now blessing that is going to change your life. I'm telling you right now that if you will make it your business to give the Lord 2 hours tonight, you don't have to leave your room. You don't have to go out in traffic. You're not going to be around a lot of people. You are going to be in the comfort of your home, right there in your prayer chamber and prayer closet. You're going to call in to church by phone. as many have done from across the United States of America. Literally, every week, hundreds of people gather in the prayer chamber. All manner of miracles have happened, from houses being released and built. I talked to someone today who is right now in the middle of a pandemic, in the process of building her brand new dream home. God gave her favor. People are receiving vehicles. Favor at the car dealership. Miracle. Finances have been released. Bills are being paid. Increase is coming. And God said it is a threefold cord victory service on tonight. God is going to step in the court situation. God is going to step in concerning your job. Somebody right now, you're trying to refinance your home and it looks impossible. But God said, watch what he does. There was a woman that was owed thousands upon thousands of dollars from the VA. Legally owed it. They wouldn't pay. They gave her the runaround. She almost stopped fighting. But God said favor. God said favor. And she obeyed the word of the Lord. And within a matter of days, called back and said, I got a message from the VA, a voicemail. She said, I didn't even listen to it at first because I was tired of the runaround. But she said, God said, listen to it. And she said, they told me that they are making a direct deposit, the first one, of $80,000. $80,000. God turned it around. I'm talking about favor in a courtroom. I'm talking about charges being dropped. I remember being in Florida and God spoke favor in the courtroom. One lady had made some mistakes when she was not saved. And she came back to the Lord and got right with God and was in the wrong place at the wrong time. And there was a horrific crime that was committed. And they wanted to close the case fast. They wanted her to be put away. And even though she was innocent, even though she didn't do anything and was literally just in the wrong place at the wrong time, God said favor. She was facing a 20-year prison sentence. It would have been her third strike, and it was involving with a gun. She was devastated and didn't know what to do. But she came to the revival and God said, you're not going to prison. I'm turning it around. I am releasing favor. To make a long story short, her lawyer kept telling her, you're going to prison. You're going to prison for 20 years. Get someone to take care of your kids or they're going to go into protective services. There's nothing that we can do for you. But she heard the voice of the prophet say, you're not going to prison. To make a long story short, the day of her court case, they had to switch judges because the judge that was scheduled was ill. And at first she was excited, but her lawyer said, don't get happy because we're now going through to face the hardest, meanest judge in Broward County. But God said, you're not going to prison. To make a long story short, the prosecution had confusion, and the judge finally said, I've made my decision, told the woman to stand up. And she stood up, and the judge said, I am dismissing all charges. You are free to go. I'm not telling you that that is going to happen in your case. But what I am telling you is God said favor. He has the governments in his hand. He holds the hearts of the king, even as he holds the rivers, and he turns them in whichever direction he sees fit. I'm telling you, God spoke to me tonight. I will be ministering in prophecy over every person that God gives me a word for. But I am releasing threefold cord victory and favor. Favor concerning a home. Favor concerning your job. Favor, preacher, for that ministry, that building, that piece of land. You know God said, it's your time. And the Lord thy God would speak and say unto thee, think it not strange that I have spoken on this wise. Think it not strange, saith the Lord, that I have put this word in the mouth of my prophet for you. For I am not through with you. I'm not through. I am just getting ready. And I am putting things in position, saith the Lord, that line upon line and precept upon precept, there shall be a supernatural miracle breakthrough and turnaround. And when all is said and done, thou shalt say, my God, look what the Lord has done, saith the Lord. My friend, I am believing God with you for your Holy Ghost breakthrough. And I believe that one word from the prophet is going to change your destiny. So tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central. Join church by phone with myself and Apostle Broadnax. 318-754-0001. And once you're in the prayer chamber, press *5 on your telephone keypad. 318-754-0001. Tonight.
We thank you for tuning in to today's program, and we invite you to be with us the next time for another Master Key program for disciplining your mind for good health, success, prosperity, and blessings. Until the next time, God bless and keep you and yours.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
My father told me that if your name is in the book of life, then you're going to heaven. Hey, is my name in that book? I know it is. What you talking about? I know my name is in the book. Look on the field code. I know it's in there. Hey, don't be playing with me. What you talking about? I'm gonna go to hell? Why did you tell me about Jesus? Man, I ain't going to hell, man. Where was you at? Where was you at, man? Why did you tell me about Jesus? We used to kick it every day, man. We used to live it down the street. And you tell me nothing about Jesus. Man, I ain't going to hell. I tell you that now. I ain't going to hell. No, I can't go to hell. I can't go to hell. No. I'm not going to hell. I'm not going to hell. Somebody help me. Jesus, Pastor Mark, somebody, no. Please, somebody help me. I'm sorry. I'll change my life. I'll change my life. I'll do anything. I'll get you sick. I don't want to go to hell. Please.
You should never tell a man, don't forget where you come from. Because if you ain't been where I've been, you can't tell me that it's something I should remember. Everything ain't to remember, but it's a lot of things to forget.
Day by day, I'm looking at life's agenda. Things to forget and things to remember. And what if I did it like this or that? I guess I never know. And how many hearts can be touched? Life is my goal. People gather around, come on, I'm giving out cash. The info that's worth more than the stuff you working for. Everybody heard about the man, Jesus Christ. Yeah. And everybody heard about how that man gave his life. Too many people doing bad, but you ain't got no problems. Travel the world from the comfort of your living room. Turn it to the channel where the kids ain't got no shoes or food. Hush your fuss, you ain't never felt oppression. We all have hard times, but Jesus is the lesson. Coming from the heart, gotta be a true confession. Learn the lesson. Coming from the heart, it's gotta be a true confession. Just because you got a temper, your appearance say you tough, but your heart say you're simple. Live your life, you're living in the shadow of death. You're begging to die, God, take my last breath. You a fool, you're headed for the barbed wire fences. You're ready to die, there's complicated consequences. You never seen a place that can match all the frowns. You're fighting for air, but you just can't drown. Lord, take me, you can't die now. You in eternity, planet Earth, can you touch me? Fall, but if I take a fall, call Jesus, I'm on the rise again. Lord, I don't.
Malachi Detailing Shop at 1100 Bolton Avenue in Alexandria, open 9:15 to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday. It's a friendly, safe environment where prayer is a priority and your vehicle detailing needs are met at an affordable price. At Malachi Detailing Shop, pleasing you is their business. Malachi Detailing Shop, owned and operated by Eugene Stevenson at 1100 Bolton Avenue. 318-613-6715. That's 318-613-6715.
Aren't you tired of living paycheck to paycheck? Are you spending your tax refund as soon as you get it? Welcome to 360 Financial Services, where you can fix your credit, file your taxes, and increase your financial stability. Hi, I am Catrice Mason. Fix your credit by disputing every negative item on your credit report. No matter what the item may be, it can be removed. You'll be able to get a quote at no expense and file your taxes at 360 Financial Services. I'm also looking to partner with like-minded entrepreneurs who are looking to start their own business. You have the opportunity to be your own boss, make residual income, get paid weekly, make your own hours, and you can work from anywhere with no background check and no overhead. Start 2021 with new goals, excellent credit, and a cash advance. God is opening new doors for you at 360 Financial Services. 318-730-8441.
360 Financial Services is a proud sponsor of KAYT KQJO-FM. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez 99.3.
Put your hands up. It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard. So you don't need to ditch the car and start rollerblading to work.
I look ridiculous.
You look ridiculous!
You don't need to start foraging wild berries.
I was skeptical, but these are actually pretty good.
You don't need to sell your organs on the black market.
Lie back. This is gonna hurt.
Yeah, that hurts.
You don't need to rent out your apartment to drifters.
I made a fire with the wood in your bedroom.
That's my dresser!
And your closet door.
You just need an internet connection. Don't get left behind. Start your personal savings plan with the tips and tools on feedthepig.org. That way, you don't need to sell all your belongings and live in a commune.
These dungarees belong to all of us now, Tom.
Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
What will people think when they hear that I'm a Jesus freak? What will people do if they find that it's true?
Hey, what's up? This is Michael Tate with another story from the Voice of the Martyrs.
VOM workers in Uganda helped Okware Martin open his new Bible to Psalm 1. After reading just a few words, the 17-year-old sprang up and said, "I cannot read with dirty hands." After washing up, he sat down with his new book while the workers moved to other homes in the village. Returning 6 hours later, Martin had not moved. He said, "I can't stop reading. Every word I read invites me to read more. I pray I come to know more about this God." At the Voice of the Martyrs, we echo that prayer for all those to whom we give Bibles. For more from Uganda, go online to persecution.com.
Well, Jason, I've got to tell you, you're pretty much everything this company is looking for in an entry-level candidate.
Great.
Your resume isn't quite what we're used to, but you've got a fantastic work ethic.
Thank you.
And I'm impressed by how you carry yourself.
So, should we talk about the job?
What, the job? Oh, sorry. Yeah, I have no way of recruiting or even meeting you. This interview didn't happen.
It may sound ridiculous, and that's because it kind of is. There's a huge pool of talent your company is missing out on. Meet the grads of life. Who are they? Talent worth knowing about. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
Man, we really could have used him.
Don't miss out on a resource many innovative companies have already discovered. Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.